Every baby is fat and bald. If babies were judged,
think about that. You really never think about that.
If babies were judged by like adult standards, every baby is fat.
And babies should be judged. Every baby is absolutely right.
Every baby is fat and bald. They can't even walk. Every baby is fat and bald. They can't even walk. Can't even talk. What do the babies? What do babies have to offer to fucking society? What do babies have to offer to? They're fucking sitting there crying, shitting everywhere. They can't start a podcast. Can't what do they have to offer the world?
Can't do it. Just starting a podcast is so easy. Starting a podcast is so easy.
Go on Anchor. It does it for you, babies. Jesus.
Fucking idiots.
I'm glad you let me. I'm glad you let me come on my soapbox and fucking.
I'll always let you do this, bro.
Throw down against a fucking intolerant babies.
Yeah. And they are.
We need to stop having babies.
Like, fully? Did you say anything, or were you quiet?
Yeah, I didn't follow that up. All right, let's do this.
In a vast abandoned library on the borders of civilization, Matthew and Eric find themselves trapped and lost with little hope of escape. Surrounded by nothing but the esoteric books of definitely real authors, they resolve to do all that they can do. Read. This is Lost in Narration.
What are you doing, Matthew?
I'm stapling missing person posters around the library at the moment.
Okay, two questions. One, why?
Why? Seems fairly obvious. Someone is missing.
Sure, sure. Second question. Is that James Corden?
Yeah. Why do you ask?
Do you think he's missing?
Well, I personally haven't seen him for like a while, so I'm getting concerned.
Because we've been stuck in a library, so you couldn't have seen him.
Well, yeah, but for all I know, he may be also stuck in a library elsewhere.
So then why would...
Where is James?
So if you think that James Corden is stuck in a library somewhere else, why do you think putting missing posters up here is going to help him?
This is actually a fair point.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I see what you mean. I can see what you mean.
What's that?
I'm continuing stapling up the posters, as you can see.
Oh, got it. Again, yeah, no, it's an audio medium.
I'm loading my shotgun, as you can see. Same sound.
This is the same sound, yeah. You don't need to keep putting them up, man. You can stop.
Aiming the shotgun at you.
Oh, you're still going with the shotgun. Yeah. No, for sure.
No, it's turning dark.
It doesn't need to.
This is where you leave me.
Okay, do it.
This is where you leave these... What'd you say?
Pull the trigger.
What'd you say?
Pull the trigger.
You want me to kill you?
Pull the trigger.
I don't know about all that.
Pull the trigger.
You want me to just kill you? But then I'll be all alone here.
Pull the fucking trigger.
I don't know if I can... I can't read by
myself.
I'm
serious. Pull the fucking trigger right now. I can't read by myself. Right now. Do it.
Right now?
Pull the trigger.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Click.
You're not holding anything.
No, this is one of those guns where it's like a novelty gun when you...
Stop describing physical comedy. That's not how it works, man.
When you press the trigger... When you press the trigger, it says the word click.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I think we've revolutionized comedy.
By describing it?
By describing it, yeah.
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Nothing.
I didn't think you'd indulge me at all. I thought you'd leave it at knock, knock.
Why would I do that? Who would enjoy that?
Fair. This is fair. Speaking of fairs, you excited for the Edinburgh Christmas markets this year? Coming back bigger than ever.
The what?
The Edinburgh Christmas markets. You little.
Why would I be excited for that?
Well, I figured you were going to make the visit, make the trip.
Probably not. Yeah, probably not.
Are you not are you not vaxxed? You can't get on a plane?
No, I'm vaxxed. I just don't want to see you.
Eric. Eric is an anti-vaxxer because that's the only reality that I can accept.
It's not true. It's not true.
Because the other one is that you don't want to fucking see me at Christmas time.
Yeah. It's that one.
Let me tell you something, friend. You haven't experienced Christmas until you've experienced Christmas at the Edinburgh fucking Christmas markets. Okay, buddy?
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
So, you know Christmas markets that they have around the world in big cities?
No.
Oof. All right. Okay. So we're really page one on this. Okay. So essentially, yeah. It's, you know, markets?
Yeah, I've heard.
Thank Jesus fucking Christ. I thought I was going to have to explain markets for a second there. I thought I was going to have to...
Well, you can. I can change my answer.
Please don't.
I've never heard of market.
You're gonna fuck. He did it. So markets are just like people are gonna be selling it. People are gonna be selling it. People are gonna be doing it. People are gonna be selling it.
What do they sell? Christmas or
at Christmas Pride? They sell like little novelty things. Little just kind of. Did you say Pride?
Yeah. Did you just hear that? Or? Yeah, I said Pride.
Christmas and Pride should do a collab one year.
Did you say Pride?
Did you say Pride? Alright.
When it's like around Christmas time, do you ever think about, you're like, oh, it's coming towards the day, it's almost there. And then when it's like, when you like wake up and it's not Christmas, you're just kind of sad.
You need a calendar, my friend.
Well, I also, like, it's, like, when the season starts changing, and then there's, like, there's not a lot of light.
There's literally sort of, like, a day. Really there's a day. It's called Christmas Eve. It's the day before Christmas. That's how you know that it's going to be Christmas tomorrow. Yeah. There's a day for that.
It's, like, what day is it?
It depends. Did you wake up this morning, and you were like, oh, it's Christmas Day, and then you realize it wasn't? Is that why you're so down all the time? Every day you think it's going to be Christmas?
Yeah, I was hoping that it was Christmas, and then it just didn't show up.
This makes sense, actually, because every morning you run through to my room, and you jump on my bed, and you're like, Mommy, Daddy, it's Christmas. It's Christmas.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, should be, because I'm trying to fucking
get really excited.
Get my Z's in, yeah.
I get excited.
And Zari or otherwise. You know what I used to love about Christmas?
What?
Reading books in the library with you.
I love that. I used to love that too, man. Do you want to do that again?
You got a cheeky little book there. What's that one called?
This one's called Heavenly Bother.
White beard hair disappears down the sink. God peers at his newly shaven face, trying to remember when he last saw himself like this. If he had to guess, he'd say literally an eternity. He drops the razor by the sink and puts his suit on. He peers at his newly suited torso, trying to remember when he last saw himself like this. If he had to guess, he'd say, last Tuesday. Poker night.
What, man? What?
Sorry, it just suddenly occurred to me that we're all gonna die someday.
Jesus Christ.
Between the word poker and the word night, it occurred to me that we're all gonna fucking succumb.
That makes sense, yeah.
He makes his way to the elevator. The operator smiles when she sees him. Oh, God.
What? Do you not like my suit?
No, I'm addressing you.
Oh.
Nice to see you. How long has it been? Feels like...
An eternity, yeah. How you been, Tawny?
Thriving. Well, not really. I don't experience emotions, obviously. Standing by this elevator for eternity would be, tricky, otherwise.
Well, you're about to get a whole lot busier.
Glad to hear it. Where to?
Earth, please.
Very well. God follows Tawny into the elevator. So, what's the occasion? God gives Tawny a smug smirk. What?
I did it. I finally did it.
Did what? The elevator begins its descent.
The prayers. I answered all the prayers.
All of them?
Every single prayer.
Wow. How long did that take?
About an eighth of a second.
That fast?
Well, I'm all powerful, so... Yeah.
I hate to sound rude, but, what took you so fucking long?
You know how it is. Things just kept coming up.
Right. Sure. So this trip is, what, victory lap?
Pretty much.
I wonder what Aerith will look like now.
Utopia, I'd imagine.
Sounds nice.
You could come along if you'd like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sure. Something to do, right?
I guess. You know, it'll be good for you to have someone to keep your ego in check.
I don't think that'll be a problem.
Well, the elevator dings. God and Tawny step out into a busy hotel lobby. Immediately, God notices... This is not even jokes. I'm just hysterical. Immediately, God notices an obvious difference from the last time he visited. Everyone is smiling. This is nice.
Almost too nice.
God gestures to a man rushing past them.
Hey, what planet is this?
The man smirks.
Fuck off, buddy.
Wow, it's really Earth.
God leads the way through the lobby and through the exit. Still, everyone is smiling. All this because of you?
I guess so.
Do you think everyone knows that it was you?
Of course they know. What, you think they'd just assume everyone's lives got better by coincidence?
Well, the truth is...
What?
I just don't think as many people believe in you now compared to when you last visited.
That's preposterous. I'm right here.
God taps a passing woman on the shoulder, and she turns to him.
So, wow, huh?
Well,
everyone turned out all right, I guess, right?
Aye. So, I'm gonna head.
Well, why do you think that is?
Why do I think I'm gonna go?
No, what?
Because you seem unhinged.
What? No. No, I mean, why do you think everyone's so happy these days?
The woman's face lights up. Oh, where have you been? It's the affirmations.
What?
I. Wait, where have you been? It's all anyone's been talking about recently. God turns to Tawny.
What the fuck are affirmations?
I thought you knew everything.
No, actually. Common misconception, you're thinking of Google. I dumped half of everything I knew a little while back. It was too much. I don't need to know all that. Most of it wasn't very interesting.
Affirmations are like claiming positive energy and stuff, positive thoughts.
Are you serious?
No, God.
That's what's getting all the credit for all of humanity's problems being solved overnight? No offense, but it sounds like some fucking commie gobbledygook.
Hey, take it easy, God, come on. Maybe if you'd taken affirmations seriously, you wouldn't be the only one on the planet still fucking miserable.
Bitch. I did this. This was me. I'm the one that made everyone not miserable. Not fucking affirmations.
Even are you?
God.
God?
I'm God.
You didn't even have a beard?
I shaved it for this special occasion.
What's your special occasion, eh?
Coming down to Earth to accept humanity's praises. Because I fixed everything. I answered all the prayers.
Wait, are you really... You really God?
God nods.
He is, really. Fucking hell. Fucking hell. So this means...
Yeah!
Someone must have affirmed that God would come to Earth, mistakenly believing that he was the one that turned everything around, rather than affirmations.
Fine. At least you believe that I'm God. Thought I was gonna have to prove it with another great flood or something.
Don't cause another great flood, right? Way easier ways to prove you're God.
Yeah, I guess instead of causing a great flood, I could...
Conjure up a hamburger?
I could conjure up a hamburger out of thin air or something. Yeah, although she does still seem unconvinced.
Don't cause a great flood. I'm convinced. See? She's convinced.
Fine. Wait, if you're convinced that I'm really God, why are you still giving affirmations the credit?
I'm agnostic.
But I'm right here.
I just never really knew where to land on the whole religion thing, you know?
But...
Right, that's that settled, so what now?
What do you mean, what now? I have to prove everyone wrong!
I fear this is that, ego I was talking about.
No, I can't let affirmations get away with this.
You realize it's not like some false god or something. It's a concept. You're not competing with a concept.
I need to best affirmations somehow. I need to prove to the people of Earth that I am the one true God, not this affirmations guy.
Again, not a guy, not a god, a concept.
Well, I...
Hard to throw down against a concept. You could always manifest a physical embodiment of the concept of affirmations.
That's perfect.
Please don't encourage him like that.
What's your name?
Debbie Dryrain. Debbie Dryrain.
Well, congratulations, Debbie Dryrain. You just got yourself into heaven.
Okay, and I don't believe in that shit. But thank you. Can't keep giving out slots like that, man.
I can do whatever I like. I'm God.
Yeah.
I'm king of the fucking world.
Yeah, well, the universe. King of everything.
I'm fucking unstoppable.
Yes.
Power trips are just not much, really, when you're literally God.
Yeah, having unlimited power is basically your personality.
Hey.
Sorry.
Anyway, where were we? I completely forgot. There's still so much in my head that it's easy for current thoughts to sort of fall off the cliff.
Phew. You were gonna make a physical embodiment of affirmations?
Oh, right. Thanks.
Debbie, please. God snaps his fingers, and the physical embodiment of affirmations appears.
Wow, looks just like Tessa Conway.
Who? I obviously don't know who that is. Howdy! Of course it says howdy. So, what the fuck? And it curses? This is the thing humanity replaced prayers with?
You also curse. Technically, you created it. Also, everything.
Best not to get into the weeds of all that stuff.
This is why I never bought into it, you know? God is a walking contradiction.
I am right here.
We are also everywhere, right?
Well, yeah. But I can tune everywhere else out, so I'm basically only here.
So the rest of the universe is utterly without God at this moment?
Oh, they'll be fine. Long as they have their fucking affirmations. Seriously, what the fuck? Why am I a physical being now? 2 minutes ago, I was but a mere concept.
I will love you for it.
Thanks. I'll take it from here, Debbie. Thanks. Affirmations, if that is your real name. It is my real name. Yes? Are you sure it's not something else? Something beginning with perhaps a D? I'm not secretly the devil, dude. Worth a shot? The reason I brought you here today is because it appears you've been taking credit for all of my hard work.
I thought you said it took you less than a second.
Zip it. Now, God, isn't the whole point of you that you can't force people to believe in you? If everyone in the world credited you every time something good happened, wouldn't that just make you a genie? Well, maybe I want to be a genie.
Oh.
Ah, now I see. You're only out for one thing. Clout? Yes! I've been very open about that. I want clout. Don't I deserve a little clout? I'm God!
You're sounding an awful lot like some affirmation TikTokers I know.
TikTokers?
So when you dumped half of the stuff you knew, was it just everything currently relevant? Also, why did you make cancer?
What does that have to do with anything?
Sorry, I just always wanted to ask.
Listen, we don't have time to hold God accountable. Clearly he's going through something. Clearly he needs our help. No, fuck off, physical embodiment of affirmations. I just want some goddamn clout.
Did you say goddamn?
He blasphemed himself. My word. What has become of you, God? You used to be cool. Yeah, I did. But then you came along and took everything from me. On the verge of tears right now. Haven't you considered the fact that maybe if you hadn't...
You're like affected by the script. You feel bad for God.
I'm really in character.
Sir.
Haven't you considered the fact that maybe if you hadn't waited a literal eternity to finally get to everyone's prayers, there wouldn't have been time for a social media trend to come along and take all the credit? Alright, that's it. Let's settle this. Put your dukes up. Dukes? What am I, the UK?
Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha. Stop taking turns to laugh. That wasn't even funny. The people have spoken. Right, fine, great. Another thing humans love you more for. Can we do this? Can we fight? Fine. But what are we even fighting for? Just clout? If you win, I will leave this earth to you. You will reign over these humans until their planet burns, which shouldn't be too long, obviously, so the stakes are actually pretty low.
What? Wait, no, that sounded like a fish. What?
But if I win, I vanquish you. Let everyone know simultaneously that I am their god and that I am their savior. And then I ride that high for a little bit. I don't know. And then you, what? Leave them again? Leave them to their own devices? Devices?
You don't know what devices are? God hands Debbie a bell. God and the physical embodiment of affirmation square up. Where did you get this bell?
I'm God.
Debbie rings the bell. God takes the first swing. The physical... It's just such fucking nonsense. I can't believe it. Oh my god. God takes the first swing. The physical embodiment of affirmations ducks and then raises their hand.
Wait. What now? This isn't fair. You made me. So I'm only as strong as you made me.
The physical embodiment of affirmations is Ray. You create everything and everyone. Therefore, no fate is a fair fate.
Then how are we supposed to settle this? I guess you just have to forfeit. What? No. Why would I forfeit? Because the only other way out of this is if I forfeit. And I'm not gonna forfeit. Well, neither am I. Neither am I.
I love that we're really facing out on our demons today. I think it's good. It's therapeutic, you know. But, God, can't you just vanquish affirmations anyway? Sorry, affirmations.
No worries, Debbie. But I don't think even God would stoop that low.
God stares at the physical embodiment of affirmations.
Right, God? Yeah, right. Fine.
So we're set on this how?
Oh, I know exactly what we can do. What do you have in mind? Well, we're on Earth, right? Surrounded by humans. And what do humans do best? Procrastinate? No. War. That's true. They do war very well.
Not sure, like, where this is going.
So what say you can be the god of half of the Earth, and I can be god of the other half? And we just sort of pit them against one another and see who comes out on top. Flawless.
No. Many flaws. You're trying to wage world war to settle this petty feud? Do you see how childish that is?
She's right. You know, I'm starting to wonder if humans need hierarchy.
But, I mean, I created affirmations. So technically that means you just don't need me.
Right.
Oh.
God forgive me.
No.
But fuck off, I think. Get out of here. Yeah. You fucker. You suck.
I can't believe I'm hearing this. All I wanted was a little war.
I thought you said you wanted clout.
Eh, clout, war. What's the difference?
Well, yeah.
See? Affirmations gets me.
You created affirmations.
I created the physical embodiment of affirmations specifically to disagree with me. So really, it's a miracle that we're on the same page about anything.
And the thing you're on the same page about is...
chasing clout and chasing war. Fuck yeah. What say we hightail it to some other planet? A planet where war never stops. Just say the magic word. Aplomb!
God and the physical embodiment of affirmations disappear in a puff of aplomb. Tony turns to Debbie.
Why was the magic word aplomb?
I don't know, Debbie, but I'll tell you what I do know.
What? What do you know?
Oh, I'll tell you later. I'll tell you later. Oh. Okay. Alright, I'll see you around, Debs. Tawny walks off, and is never seen again. Except by children, in their nightmares. Some call her a fallen angel. Others call her the only sleep paralysis demon that's making any goddamn sense.
Come on, man.
I just ruined it.
Some call her a fallen angel. Others call her the only sleep paralysis demon that's making any goddamn sense. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah, so God kind of sucks, right?
Well, is that the message you got from that story?
Yeah, pretty much.
I thought you kind of
came. There's really nothing else, right?
I thought you came. The message I got from that story is that God would do anything to save like a lamb in need.
Why is that the message you got from it?
What's your favorite harmony?
My favorite harmony?
Yeah.
I guess it's the ones that go like, it's like,
yeah. Minus E.
Like the note?
Like the dating site. You little rascal.
E-Harmony,
yeah. eHarmony.com.
That's really good, actually. That's
yeah,
really fucking
thank
good.
You so fucking much, actually. Yeah, for sure.
Don't curse at me ever again.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, okay. So
I'm sorry for cursing before, man. I really mean that. I didn't mean to offend.
No, it's just like, yeah, you sort of, yeah, I'm kind of pissed. I'm a little pissed.
Well, pissed for me is a swear word in Scotland.
I didn't say I couldn't swear.
And I wouldn't. Oh, okay. Sorry, I just didn't know the rules.
Fucking learn them then, right?
Okay. Idiot. Could you maybe write them down?
Yeah, hold on.
You're not writing, you're just sitting there, man.
I'm really fucking tired.
I just want to, you know what I want to do? I want to break free from this mortal coil.
I really wish I could just ascend right now.
Oh man, you know what I want to fucking do? You know what I want to do right now? I want to like just be dead.
Every day I wake up and I wish I didn't.
Every day I wake up, my alarm clock goes off and I hit the detonate button and it blows me up.
Every day I wake up and I thank God.
It's a bomb.
For killing me, hopefully.
Jesus. I thank God in advance for ending me.
Every day I wake up and I go to work, I regret.
Every day I wake up, I thank God for all I may accomplish.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah. And for like a really good pasta bowl.
Oh, what kind of pasta?
Bolognese. Every day I wake up and thank God for a spicy, spicy bolognese and dying. In that order.
You know what they call that? That's the one two Italian combo.
You know what I call that? One two Italian combo. You go to any Italian place, you order the one two Italian combo, they're gonna slap down a plate of meatballs on your table and then they're gonna shoot you in the fucking head.
What do you think bolognese is? It's not meatballs.
As I said meatballs, I thought, no, that's not even nearly close.
But yeah, the other part's right, where they just shoot you.
Yeah, they shoot you in the head. I think that bolognese, and call me a hot taker, but I think that...
You're a hot taker.
Thanks, baby. I think that bolognese should adopt meatballs. I think it's time for bolognese to have meatballs.
I disagree.
Balls of meat.
No, I know what they are.
It's a little less appetizing sounding when you break it down like that. Balls of meat.
You know what's my favorite TikTok sound? It's all about the Mets. It's all about the Mets, baby. Score a home run, Mets. Let's go, Mets.
You know what my favorite TikTok sound is?
What?
It's Matthew Gowans, at Matthew Gowans, singing Billie Eilish to his rabbit.
And that's where we end it.
Get him while it's hot. Get them while they're
and
hot.
That's where we end.
Follow me on TikTok. Obviously.
No, that's where we end the entire podcast. Because I'm
holy yeah. Shit. As long as we're done forever, I might as well plug the old
The old TikTok, yeah.
Plug the old Instagram as well. At Lost in Generation Pod. At Colin Hanks. At
gmail.com.
Colin, you know Colin Hanks doesn't have the handle Colin Hanks?
What does he have?
Slutty. I guess we can end.
This has been Lost in Narration. Tune in next week to find out what the boys get into next. Though it's probably more books because of the library thing.
Yeah.